The Living Word 165. Hi, this is Craig Patchett from the Godcast Network at godcast.org with The Living Word number 165. Today's show is a review of the past six shows and the verses we discussed together. We started with show number 159, in which Revelation 21:4 from the King James gave us a brief glimpse of life after death in the presence of God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Show number 160 featured Job 5:9 from the NIV, which mentioned God's greatness well beyond our ability to fully comprehend Him. He performs wonders that cannot be fathomed, miracles that cannot be counted. In show number 161, 2 Timothy 3:16-17 from the New King James hinted at the richness that underlies the Bible's text. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Knowing that God will never forsake us was the topic for show number 162, and the selection was Isaiah 25, verses 1a and 4 from the NIV. O Lord, you have been a refuge for the poor, a refuge for the needy in his distress, a shelter from the storm, and a shade from the heat. In show number 163, Psalm 27:5 from the New King James encouraged us to turn to God for strength during challenging times. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And finally, show number 164 looked at Galatians 5:1, also from the New King James, which encouraged us to stay free from the sins that keep us down. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. And that wraps it up for this review. Thanks for listening. This is Craig Patchett, and you can reach me at livingword@godcast.org or on the web at www.godcast.org. Until next time, remember to hide God's Word in your heart so it becomes a living part of you. God bless you.